Minute Eight Gang podcast for Saturday, March 13th, 2010. I'm Steve Borsch, and I'm on with Tim Elliott.
Good morning.
And Phil Wilson.
Good morning.
Graham Thickens is off. He's laying around sick, I guess. But at any rate,
get well soon, Graham.
Yes, Graham, please. But the music that we're listening to is Killian's Fight the Start. And you may wonder, why in the world are you playing that? Well, it's
Wait a minute, Steve.
Yes?
Why in the world are you playing that?
It's because it's one of nearly 1,000 free MP3 songs from the South by Southwest Conference, from the Music Showcase.
Wow,
and great. You can download them all as a torrent
How big is it this year?
It's 3.35 gigs for part one and then like 2.5 gigs for part two.
Wow.
And I'll put a link in the show notes.
That would classify as a buttload of music.
That's a lot of music.
Yeah, that's bigger than my first iPod.
Exactly. Good point. I'd forgotten about that. That's right. It was a 5 gig iPod.
iPod was 5 gigs. That's more than 5 gigs of music.
Oh, God, you guys have got to get out more. If you relate everything to an Apple product, that's a concern.
Yeah, but you know what though? We could have 1,000 songs in our pocket.
Yeah, right. I watched that. I watched the introduction video again this week. It's kind of educational.
And the introduction video of the iPod?
Of the iPod, yeah. Yeah, it's really funny because that's exactly what Jobs does.
That's Apple fanboy porn. That's what that is.
Well, there was a tweet. Someone tweeted about and I forgot who and what the context was, but they tweeted about watching the introduction of OS X, which was the year before the iPod. So, of course, I had to go over there and watch that. And then you know, you get about halfway through and it becomes uninteresting. And then you look at the one for the iPod, which was actually very interesting because he does do the thing where I've got one in my pocket. And of course, this thing is like this huge cigarette pack style thing, you know, which is just outrageously big.
Yeah, it looks like one of the first Motorola cell phones.
Yeah,
in comparison to what's out now.
We've come a long way in just 9 years.
Well, it's funny because when my daughter and I were talking about this business, Elizabeth, she's been at the Mall of America Apple store now since 2007. And I showed her a photo.
Oh, she's seen it all, man.
Oh, she has. But I showed her a photo the other night of she and I standing in line at the rollout of the very first iPod at the Mall of America, because I was getting one for her.
Wow.
And it seems like ancient history.
Well, you know, that's really weird because you have fond memories of standing in line at an Apple store with your kids. I have fond memories of standing in line at Disney with my kids. Who's the one well adjusted here?
That's right.
Did you order the iPad yesterday, Steve?
No, I did not. Well, mainly because, you know, I'm in so many situations with my iPhone where it's impossible to get on Wi-Fi. And so I'm going to wait till the 3G one comes out.
Well, we were talking about South by Southwest at one point in time.
Well, we should get back to that. Absolutely.
Call me wacky.
Well, I don't know if you guys have had a chance to take a look at the schedule for the interactive track at South by Southwest. But, you know, yesterday was the opening. And you go through these sessions. First off, I mean, the sessions look phenomenal. You know, what are analytics? A guide to practical data. Beyond barbecues, the future of corporate culture. On and on and on. The only kicker is, though, for the most part, I go through and I look at the people and I think, who are they? I don't know any of these people that are leading the sessions.
Uh-huh.
And there are some, you know, there was one for streaming for social media. Excuse me, that was led by a fellow that was with Ustream. That's coming up, I think, today or tomorrow. But there's probably, even today, I look here and there's probably 20 sessions that I'd go to.
You probably wouldn't go to those that many, though.
You couldn't. Well, because there's 10 of them concurrent. You know, like there's 10 at 2 p.m. So choosing is tough, I think.
Or then again, you could realize, hey, wait a minute, it's noon. I must have overslept. And you've lost half of them already. So,
yep.
Because the parties there go till the wee smalls.
Yeah.
So it's quite the festivity right now.
Well, I just got Rick Mann, our our man for social media breakfast, MSP, who's down there right now,
yes,
just sent me a note, and he's connected up with a few friends. He's in the bloggers lounge at South by Southwest and has a few minutes, and we should connect with him now if we're going to.
He got a seat in the bloggers lounge. Call him. Let's get him on the line.
Here we go. It's ringing now as we speak.
Ringing.
See if he says it's going to be a little noisy.
Yes, it is. It's very noisy in there, but there's free breakfast. So, you know, in fact, he may not answer his Skype because he's up getting a bagel.
Here he is.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes, we can.
How you doing?
Wonderful. Pretty good. Am I on the Minovate podcast?
You are on the Minovate podcast, my brother.
You're live on the recorded Minovate Gang podcast.
That'll mess with your head.
I'm coming here live from, how are you guys?
We're just great. How about you?
Fantastic. Fantastic. I'm live here at the Austin Convention Center, and I was wandering around getting coffee this morning, and I just started right away running into everybody I wanted to meet. So I'm sitting here with Keith Burtis and Ann Ohio from Twitter, if you guys follow those guys on Twitter.
Yeah, say
and,
hi.
And Albert Marucci just walked up on me too here, so it's awesome.
Excellent. And have you guys chosen what you're going to do today?
Yeah, I have looked a little bit. I should pull up my schedule so I could tell you. I'm going to start the day in the blogger's lounge.
So you'll be blogging then, or will you just be glomming on the free food?
Yeah, a little bit of blogging, probably chatting with a couple folks. You know, networking is really it, I think.
So Rick, is Robert Scoble sitting on a beanbag as we speak?
Is Robert what?
Robert Scoble sitting on a beanbag in the blogger's lounge.
Oh, is he? Well, I'm going to have to go and do that. I'll go check.
Oh, you're not in the lounge yet. Okay, so yeah, you just look for the little crowd of people following Scoble around.
Yeah, according to the folks in Minneapolis, Scoble's sitting in a beanbag chairs in the blogger's lounge.
Yeah. It's going to be very hard.
We're just outside the blogger's lounge, actually.
We're going to have a hard time getting Rick to focus, I think.
For yeah, sure.
Are you on your iPhone? Is that the deal?
What else? Well, here's some fun technical stuff. I'm actually using Spring to do the Skype call off my Android phone.
Oh, fabulous. Hey, so you don't have to hook up a headset and open your laptop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But no, there does
it runs dry so quick.
There does seem to be a little bit of a lag. We'll just call that satellite lag. It's like talking to somebody at the Olympics.
Oh, well, that makes sense because I'm using 3G.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
So tell us about the ride. You did the road trip down with Albert Marucci doing this social media breakfast road trip, and you went through Des Moines and Wichita. Did you? What other SMBs did you get to?
Well, there wasn't any other SMBs. We actually scheduled unique tweet ups along the way. So we were in Kansas City and Wichita as well.
Good deal.
How was that? Was it fun?
It was very fun. We had a light turnout in Des Moines and Omaha, but Kansas City just rolled out the red carpet. We had about 30 folks. It was wonderful. We did live video, which is posted up on one of our blogs. And we've got, in Wichita, we had 20 folks turn out. It was just fantastic. At a donut shop with maple bacon donuts.
Ooh, that's hot.
All right, so tell us, what are the three things that you're going to try and do while you're at South by Southwest? Give us three highlights of what you want to accomplish.
Three highlights. I am going to connect with a lot of people I haven't talked with for in person for a couple of years, go to a couple of sessions that are really pushing the boundaries on social media and business and social media and social change, and really kind of explore Austin a little bit. I'm very impressed with the city so far.
Well, that's one of the things. I was down in Austin often because I was with Vignette that was started and founded down there. And oh my gosh, it's just, I mean, it's heaven for music and all the clubs and bars, and it's a perfect place for South by Southwest.
It really is. We got down here last night, and the atmosphere, you could get into it right away. It was very, 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 very fun.
Well, very cool. So how was it traveling with Albert?
Interesting. It was an extra long pregnant pause there, wasn't it?
Well, that's because he's right there next to you, so you can't say anything.
Well, actually, he's not, but I'm sure he'll hear it later.
So. Right, oh, right, yeah. Right, yeah. Right.
No, it was a very interesting ride. He's a very, very creative driver.
Ah, oh,
I see.
Well, that's great.
That's great.
Well, listen, have a great time down there. We are actually going to also hook up with Meg Canada, who's down there. Steve, do you want to give Meg a call and add her in, or you want to let Rick go?
Well, Rick, you got some people around. Do you want to head out?
I do, if you don't mind.
Yep.
I just finally got a chance to meet these people in person, but I've known them for 3 years. So if you don't mind, I'm going to drop off.
Okay, thanks a lot, Rick.
Have fun.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay, the 3G via the G1 via the Skype sucks.
Yeah. Well, it is a little bit difficult, isn't it?
Yeah. I was going to ask him what the Hindenburg looked like coming in.
Oh, the humanity.
It was. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's add Meg Canada to the conference.
Let's give Meg a call. Yeah, she might be a little easier. I think we're just going straight to her iPhone.
I think. Yeah.
Right. Great. Yeah. AT&T is great service.
Hey,
beefed it up for Austin. So.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be the judge of that.
Good morning. Morning, Meg.
How you doing?
We're doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well.
And where are you right now? Are you walking around the streets of Austin looking for a session, or where are you?
I am actually beautifully located just on the opposite corner of the convention center in the Residence Inn where I'm staying.
Ah, oh, very nice.
Hitting a 10 a.m. session. So,
you did...
Nice morning.
You got there on Thursday evening, correct?
At 12:30. So, really
so it'd be Friday morning.
Yeah, we had there was weather coming in, and the plane that I was supposed to leave from Chicago to Austin was hit by lightning.
Oh, geez.
So you weren't in the plane that got hit by lightning.
No.
Well, okay.
It was okay. And then started on Friday morning. Actually, enjoyed a leisurely morning again because the lines for registration weren't too atrocious. And had a nice lunch in Austin and then went over to Content Strategy, What's in It for Me, Margot Bloomstein presented, and learned some about where content strategy fit into web design.
Well, didn't we have a local person there that hosted or was part of that session?
Christina Halverson introduced the speaker. So we did have a local connection. And then, of course, as I sit down, I'm talking to people sitting next to me, and I sat next to two gentlemen from England and then a woman who was from Austin, and then one seat over, someone who knew Michael Roventine.
Oh, funny.
Who works at Allianz. So, you know, it's just kind of funny how small of a world it is.
Oh, yeah.
So and we were talking. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
I went on to the next session where I met Pete Berry and saved him a seat. And so, again, this is a theme that definitely continues. The Touchy History of the Future by Eris Dossi, which was fascinating about touch technology, and she actually used it to show how we would defeat zombies in a zombie revolution.
Well, that's always good to know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That you can travel down to Austin and learn some real practical skills. I think that's important.
Oh, definitely. I think
I'm waiting for the post, the zombie post. Yes. Where you give tips on zombie killing.
About how to defeat zombies.
That's with, right.
Touch technology.
Yeah.
Well, Aristasi was awesome. She really great presenter. Great, great presentation. I don't know that I gleaned a lot of information from it, but I'll do what I can on that blog post.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I went to Network Love, Bonding, and Intimacy, and I was really excited about hearing what they were going to talk about, and we had a fire alarm.
Oh, no.
So the entire convention center emptied out, and I got to see people playing Foursquare, and when I say that they were playing Foursquare, they really had like one of those gym balls, and they had a Foursquare drawn out with chalk, and they were actually playing Foursquare, so in kind of a nod to the application Foursquare, which is awesome.
So did you check in when at that game?
I didn't check in at that game, but I definitely have checked in everywhere else, and I'm trying to get some of the South by Southwest badges that were designed just for the conference. It's a lot of fun.
So what session are you going to this morning?
This morning, I'm going to see Rework by 37 Signals on the day stage. That's a book presentation. I'm going to a session on building a bulletproof personal finance system, which I realize has nothing to do perhaps with interactive media on the surface, but I'm curious to just see what they have to say. It is Saturday. And then I'm going to a session by Tim Sanders, who is an author. He wrote Love is the Killer App, talking about what it's like to go from being a blogger to a social media guru to a professional speaker.
Oh,
wow. Interesting. So what party did you go to last night?
Last night I went to the Minnesota South by Southwest dinner, which was sort of an impromptu event and included people who are not from Minnesota. We had about 22 people, which was a lot of fun, at the Boiler Pot. And this is a place where you order seafood, which again, coming from Minnesota, is just so lovely to see all this fresh seafood. They boil it and they dump it on the table in front of you. No utensils whatsoever.
Fun.
And
nice.
I had stone crab claws, and I had a mallet, and I was a force to be reckoned with.
Good for you, because Austin is known for their seafood, I believe, aren't they? Being a port community,
great. And one of the things that they have are food trucks everywhere, and So I'm anxious to buy food from a food truck.
Well, there you go. Okay. You gotta enjoy life. You know, you just take a big slice of life while you're there.
Just stay away from the truck wrapped tuna sandwiches. trust me on this. I will not go into detail, but
no, you just don't want to. Don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Well, so a lot of folks from Minneapolis down there.
Yes. Last night I had dinner with Jillian Reynolds from the Nerdery, and Tim Reagan, who works over at Weber Shandwick, and two folks from Colin McAvoy, and there were just a variety of people. Adrian Ho from Zeus Jones. So it was a good crowd.
Cool.
Big crowd, and fun to see everybody.
Well, now, that's great. Now, are you going to stay through Monday?
I am staying through Monday. I'll come back on Tuesday morning extra early.
Okay. Yeah, Monday there looks to be just a ton of great sessions. I don't know if
anything you want to see me cover or recommend going to?
Huh. Well, probably 10 of them, actually. I mean, Gary Vaynerchuk's presentation at 12:30, I'm sure will be just packed. You'll be there's a concurrent one at 12:30 called A Brave New Future for Book Publishing, and I'm sure it'll be ebooks and that kind of thing. But
that sounds more up your alley, Meg, than Gary V.
Yeah,
got it.
Please.
Plus, you'll probably be able to see the video of Gary later.
The video that I've taken so far for Minivate, I'm not able to send at this point because the internet doing uploads of any kind is just not moving. But but I have good content for you, and I am able to use my cell phone because all of the AT&T reinforcement that they've added has definitely helped.
Great.
Well, that's good to know. Well, very cool. Have yourself a great time. Be safe and enjoy, and we'll look forward to hearing more about South by Southwest from Meg Kanata.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Meg.
Thanks. Bye.
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 Well, that was great.
So what do you think?
I think
are we having a good time down there?
Yeah, I think so. Well, you know, the challenge always is, though, is, I mean, there are just so many sessions. You know, she was in this content management thing, right? But on Monday, there's managing your content management system. And then there's a one at 11 o'clock, rest in peace content management system. And it's presented by Dries Buytaert, the founder of Drupal. There's just on and on and on there. So if you're focused in one category, it's even challenging to get there and be able to see everything.
Well, it's always a good thing to be there and just see what's going on in the business. And one's got to wonder if the Foursquare game was actually sponsored by Foursquare. I didn't get a chance to ask her that.
You'll have to look around and not
check in at a Foursquare game? Oh, come on now.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to do these things.
Well, I didn't want to say this, but at 5 o'clock, Nina Hartley, porn star, sex educator, and social networker is having a session.
How do you mean that?
Well, I guess she's going to says she's going to present on the explosion of VHS to the advent of internet porn. They're going to be discussing how the web has changed things. It's like, okay, well, and you know, have a good session.
How has the web changed things, Nina?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, Nina's a grandmother now, I think. Ooh. So anyway, now,
I think there's a whole nother category for that, isn't there?
Yeah. And did you guys remember, I believe it's pronounced Jaron Lanier. He's a fellow that's got dreadlocks. He was a virtual reality guy, or is a virtual reality guy. He's doing a presentation at 5 o'clock as well. And I remember going to SIGGRAPH in the 90s, and this guy was the god and the guru of 3D and virtual reality. And with everything that's been going on with Second Life and everything else, I just don't know what he's up to. I haven't even heard anything about him or from him for years. And there seems to be a lot of people that, you know, if you're into a niche, if you know the niche, then, you can have a good time focusing on that niche, but there's just so many different things that I think it'd be a job. Well, Phil, how did you choose when you were down there?
When I was there, it was so difficult to choose what to go to and what to do. A lot of times I found myself just bouncing from session to session. And the problem is the convention center is so huge that it's not always easy to do that. I always used the keynotes as a place to regroup. You know, you would sit at the keynote, listen to whatever the presentation was, but at the same time, you would have your laptop open or your iPhone or whatever, and just deciding what you were going to do for the next, you know, 2-3 hours. But
you
also got caught up in seeing people and meeting people and networking that sometimes you would completely miss a session because you wanted to catch up with those folks. And I think that's just fine. I would recommend that for anybody to do that.
Well, like they always say, there's more that happens in the hallways
than inside the
sessions.
Definitely. It's a great event. It really is a great event. And I'm glad that we have a good contingent of folks down there to see what's going on and be participating in it if they can. And we'll look forward to some great posts from Meg as well. So that'll be good. Well, on the home front, we got a night of no sleep coming up next week, Tim.
We do. The overnight website challenge will be going on. In fact, we'll be 28 minutes in at this point in 7 days. So it should be an interesting time had by all.
And our plan is to actually do the cast there, right?
Hopefully Graham and Steve will be able to stop by at some point during the day, and we can do a live on tape recording. So
that'd be great.
Should be good.
Tape? Do I have to bring my cassette recorder?
You could. That would make it extra nerdy. So that would probably be good.
Yeah. Yeah. That would make would me
make
look
it extra nerdy.
Actually, would.
You know, do you still have a capability to, you know, plug your cassette deck into your computer to get the
all you need is the Griffin I mic, and you can run an analog right into it.
And there you go. It.
So,
all right.
Yeah. See, it's all there.
Yeah. No, I when we signed up to do this in December, it seemed like a long time off, and now it's just a week away, and we're scrambling to get ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. And I hate to say that I'm one of the ones scrambling, because I was on the phone yesterday with Tim, and we're supposed to be designing our t-shirts. And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well,
so we may have a great design, but no shirts to put it on. So,
we'll have shirts to put them on.
Now, how much in advance can you guys prepare a framework and a place to host it and all those sorts of things?
Well, we can do it ahead of time. Visi is supplying hosting for everybody, and I'm trying to get that set up now. So if we're not able to get that set up, I'll set something up on one of my servers. But you can actually get everything going, and I actually have a test install with all of the plugins and frameworks and everything that. You know, just to see if there's any interaction problems, and thankfully there's not. So we're kind of ready to go. And
we can familiarize ourselves, and we spent a good deal of time sort of familiarizing ourselves with a lot of the charities that we're going to be one of which will be assigned. But we just sort of have to familiarize ourselves with a lot of different stuff and be ready for just about anything, I guess, because we don't really find out who it is until that morning.
Yeah, well, there was a mixer back a couple weeks ago, and I went along with Carl, who's also on the team, and we met with all of the nonprofits. So it's sort of a speed dating kind of a thing where you go around and you talk about what they're looking for and what we can do. And then each side fills out a questionnaire saying, you know, how close they felt that the teams could match. And so what they're doing is they're matching people up. And there were a couple of the 16 that for various reasons we could not have done in WordPress. So those
really,
we just said, forget it. We can't do it. Wow. There were custom database stuff. They wanted all sorts of different things. And I don't think that WordPress would have, I mean, you could have done it. But I don't think it would have been the best solution for them. So in both cases, we just said, yeah, go. And there was a couple other ones that were kind of challenging. One in particular that was, they have a very large, it wasn't Drupal, it was the other one. Not Joomla. Mambo either. What is it? Joomla. Yeah. Very large Joomla site. So we'd have to do a full migration out of Joomla into WordPress. So that one we also said was quite challenging, and we might not be the best suited for that. But for the vast majority, we could do it, and we were excited about three or four of the charities, which we really thought were cool ideas and were great fits for what we can do. So I'm optimistic that we'll be paired up with one of those four.
Perfect. Well, that'll be exciting to see what you guys put together and build.
Well, we've got lots ahead of us, and that'll be a great podcast. Hopefully you guys can check us out and join us for that. On a word of the end of March, Mobile March, as of this recording, we have two tickets left.
Wow.
On the Eventbrite site. So
that's great.
Yeah. We are, you know, this is a smaller gathering, and we didn't want to do a big, you know, how many ever people we can fit into a room. This is, a smaller number of folks than you may be used to, but it allows, I think, for a little bit better, more intimate sessions. So there's two tickets left for that. Hopefully you will snap it up by the time maybe you hear this podcast, they'll be gone. And I apologize for that, but we do have a small waiting list set up there, but looking forward to that. We'll talk a little bit more about some of those sessions that we'll be addressing and some of the keynotes. So stay tuned for that. And we'll try and get information out to everybody post event as well.
So Phil, for those of us that are traveling and can't make it there live, are you going to record any of the sessions? Or?
Yes, that's the plan. That's the plan. Okay, that we'll be doing some recording. It should be a great event. So we'll let you know how it goes.
Excellent.
Fabulous. Well, I also wanted to address something that is looming on the horizon. On Tuesday, the FCC is going to be giving their 10-year plan for broadband in the U.S. to Congress. And it's going to be interesting to see, A, what that is, even though all the indications from the speeches and the FCC blog broadband.gov, it's clearly going to address how to flatten the platform and make it innovative and all of that. But until I can actually read the plan, I mean, I've read the preliminary plan. It's going to be interesting. But this week is going to be a major flashpoint, no pun intended, for what happens with the future of broadband in the U.S.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that pans out.
It is. Very, very much so. I'll put some stuff in the show notes if people want to watch.
And I think that's very important to watch for stuff like that.
Yeah. I went to the site yesterday after I saw someone tweet about it and did the broadband test. I'm wondering if they're going to use that data to help target projects.
Well, they are. You know, Mike O'Connor, friend of the show and former owner of GoFast.net in St. Paul, and he was also on the Minnesota Task Force, the Broadband Task Force. He was not a happy camper about the firm, which name escapes me now, that was hired to essentially look at the current broadband footprint in the U.S., and especially in rural areas. And he was very, very skeptical because the data looked pretty positive. And the reality of it is, you know, if you have a neighborhood with a drop somewhere, then they consider the entire neighborhood to have access to that broadband footprint. And it's not actually that way. And so I think, to your point, Tim, I think they are going to use that speed test because it's optional, but you can put in your street address and zip code and so forth, to be able to actually start to pinpoint where broadband is. I mean, I did a test on that thing and it turned out 28 megabit per second download, and it was 2.8 up, which really surprised me that it was that robust. So
Mine was like 11, I think. I think I have a 20 megabit Charter connection here and it was like 11, I think, and 1.5 up, something like that. Which is slower than if you go to the broadband speed test site.
Yes. Yes.
So anyway, yeah. But I guess your mileage will vary.
Well, yeah, I think it does. And the post that I did about the Oscar fail, you know, with the pixelization and audio stuttering that occurred through Comcast in Minneapolis in the southwest suburbs is still being addressed. They still don't have a publicly available statement on what happened and what they did for a fix. But it's still happening occasionally. And I probably received about 15 emails on it. People were really upset about the Academy Awards being disrupted. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens going forward in the future, how many more problems that we experience like this, especially as mobile broadband becomes more used. I mean, look at South by Southwest. Imagine when, you know, in 5 years, when most people are like the attendees at the interactive conference, everybody's got a mobile device that's, you know, doing, they want to do up and downloads and they're streaming video and et cetera, et cetera. It's going to be, capacity is going to be a big issue.
Well, I mean, that's one of the things that I kept, I keep coming back to when we were talking about the cloud computing. I think that that's a real concern, something that we need to be on the lookout for. The fact that, you know, as much as we want things to be in the cloud, it's all going to be impacted by what our pipe is like. How big is the pipe? How much information can come back and forth?
Right. No question. Absolutely no question. Well, so anything else going on that's big doings?
Does there need to be anything else? I'm telling you, we got it all going on.
No. Well, let's end with a short show. It's going to be 50 degrees out here today and I think 53 tomorrow. And
Look for Steve Borsch to be running in his ultra small running shorts through the streets of Eden Prairie.
Yeah, that'll be frightening. Like, yeah, small children will be pulled inside their homes by mom and dad.
People will gather to warm themselves by the glow of your legs.
That's right. That's right. Oh my God. Yeah, that's always the, I mean, talk about knowing that you're white. when spring comes, it's like, oh my God, look at these legs. No thanks.
That'll be great. Well, listen, thanks very much. It's a little bit of a short show, but that's good.
Yeah.
We need a little break.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a great weekend and talk to you soon.
That's great.
Take care. Bye-bye. I lost my bottle, you told me everything. I got enough.